As I told you before, the words don't mean anything. Listen for a feeling. When you get that feeling, just hang on to it. That's what I talked about all yesterday. There's different ways of expressing it. There's universal mind, and what that means is universal intelligence. Universal intelligence is what you call God, and that's mind. Now, a lot of people get mixed up. And you honestly believe that the brain is the mind. The brain and the mind are two entirely different things. The brain is physical, the mind is spiritual. The brain is nothing more than a very, very high class computer. And whatever you put into your brain is all you can take out. It's like any other computer. What you put in, that is all you can take out. You can rearrange it, but whatever you put in is all you take out. Now, if you see with your thought system, you see anger, hate, desire, insecurity, and many other of these negative things, that's where you will see the world. That's all that can come out. So what you have to do is reprogram. And to reprogram, it's just like putting another disc in. You start to see it in positive. And when you start to see it in positive, your new disc will show you love, understanding, it'll bring tranquility, it'll bring the feeling of satisfaction, gratitude. And all it is a change in thought. The new disc is a change in thought. That's all it is. Nothing else but a change in thought. I told you yesterday, thought is the missing link that every human being in the world is looking for. Thought is the missing link that all psychology has been looking for since the beginning of time. And the wise, if you look at the wise, the books from the past, the Buddha, all they do is talk about mind. The kahunas in Hawaii, all they did was talk about mind. Because when they talk about mind, they talk about God. It's the same thing. It's a universal intelligence. Now you have this universal intelligence, and we have a brain. We have a free will. And we have a free thought system to see life as we want to see it. And that's a great gift, to see life as you want. So you take your own personal thought system and you use the power of this universal mind to see life as you want. And whatever you see is your reality. That's why everybody in this world, literally everybody, every living creature in the world, lives in a separate reality. You hear me say now, every human being in this hall hears it different. If you walk out into the streets, every human being in this hall will see it separate. They see it different because you've got your own way of seeing things. That's your freedom of thought. But somewhere beyond this freedom of thought, there's a standard, there's a preciseness, and that preciseness that can never change, that all are separate realities, they come from, they stem from mind, consciousness, and thought. These are three universal principles that are unchangeable, and in no way can anybody see reality without them. You have to see that they're separate. One belongs to the spiritual world, the world of formlessness, and that's what you call God. Same thing. The other belongs to the world of the physical, and that's creation. Once a human being comes into creation, there's a duality takes place, because then there's the physical and there's the spiritual. We see the physical, but we forget about the spiritual. We forget where we come from, and that's why religions are born, to try and take people back into that spiritual reality. As I told you yesterday, there is nothing separating you from your spiritual identity except for thought. Only thought. That is the separation. That is what creates the duality of life. And when you see that, then you will see in the singular. And you will see that everything is spiritual, whether it be in form or formless. And when you see this, you're heading what some people would call, you're heading home from whence you came. And this is where all the power is. This is where the power of thought, consciousness, and mind lie. See, the problem is we try to fix our problems after it's too late. We go into behaviorism. And behaviorism is after the fact. And if you start to work on after the fact, you're working in the mess. You're working in the contaminated version of life. And again, what you have to do is forget the contaminated version and go back before the contamination, and here lies the answer. And once you see that, you're back into the contaminated one, but you see it for what it is, and it's of no value because all it is thought. And when you see that, you'll find your happiness. This is where good marriages are created. This is where happiness is found. This is where security is found. Looking for a quiet mind. See, people meditate to quieten their mind, to quieten their personal mind, so as it kind of goes to sleep. And when it goes to sleep, the universal mind comes out with wisdom. And wisdom is an uncontaminated intelligence. It hasn't been contaminated by this world. That's why newly born babies are really uncontaminated until they realize life. Then the contamination takes forth because they've joined the physical world. They're in a duality. And people say, but how do you do it? Again, starting to analyze, just trying to figure it out. Quieten your mind and it'll happen. It's a quiet mind. People that suffer mentally, their minds are racing all the time. That's why they can't go to sleep. That's why they're so uptight. Because their minds are going. Now some of them take a pill and it'll quiet their mind down for a little while and they get a bit of silence. That's all it's doing, it's quieting your mind. But through time, their mind beats the pill and starts up again and say, oh, well, better give you a stronger one or another one or a different kind. And through time, there's a whole mess going on. Instead of trying to just quieten your mind. To quieten your mind, stop analyzing. And my advice is, if you get into the state of analyzing things in the world and yourself, try and notice But all it is thought. And if you can honestly realize all it is thought, it will vanish. Because thought is the catalyst, I'm going to say again, that shows us creation. Without thought, you wouldn't be conscious of existence. Without consciousness, you'd have no thought. Without consciousness and thought, you'd have no mind. The three of them are really all the same thing, only different names put on them. It's like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. All three are the same thing. Psychologically, mind, consciousness, and thought are the trinity of psychology. Here lies the secret of all human behavior. Here lies the secret of mental sickness and mental health.
You've talked about forgiving. We usually think about forgiving and forgetting. Would you talk about forgetting?
To forgive and forget are the same thing. If I say, I'm never going to forgive you for doing what you did to me, say, 20 years ago, that's non-forgiving. If I forget it, I've already forgiven you. And forgiveness is a very, very powerful thing. Because if I hold animosity towards, say, you, and I won't let go, I'm going to suffer. Me. I'm the one that's going to suffer. Because I have all these horrible thoughts about you. I have these very agitating feelings inside myself. Hostile feelings. I walk outside this room with all these feelings. No matter what I look at, I'm going to look at it through those feelings. I'm not going to see life with clarity, become full of hostility because I will not forgive you. If I learn to forgive you, it clears my mind, totally clears my mind. I'm in a state of forgiveness. I forget it. I have nothing to bother me. I walk outside and I see life as it is. This is where the feeling of love comes in. When you can rid yourself of all those horrible feelings. You know, when you first meet somebody and you fall in love, they're great. Oh, they're nice. They're just beautiful. Because you're not judging them. You're accepting them the way they are. The years go on and you start to judge your husband or your wife or your whoever. And through time, the marriage starts to go down the hill because you started to judge. You started to analyze. And you've lost that feeling of love. You find forgiveness. Find the secret of forgiveness, I should say, and what happens, you go right back to where you started and you're in love again. But if you go to an analyst and he tells you to find this love again, you've got to get your anger out with each other, you've got to fight with each other, they're doing the very opposite. And that's where the whole system fails. And common sense tells me, if I'm fighting with my spouse, and we're about to get a divorce because of our fights, and I want to make it up, And I want to get my love back again, and I want to become friends again with my spouse. And what's stopping it is the fighting. If I go to an analyst and he tells us to fight more, there's something wrong. And trust me, your own common sense is the best thing in the world. Your common sense, not anybody else's, yours. And if you ever go for help, never, never accept that anger will help you. There's only one thing in the world will help you, is love and forgiveness. Put the two of them together and you've found the greatest help you'll ever find in your life. Because if you put love and forgiveness together, then you will see with clarity what life is, not what it isn't. And what it is, as I told you before, is a divine dream suspended within the boundaries of time, and we as human beings are wandering through it. And the idea of the entire thing is to go find yourself. That's why the Eastern philosophies, to look for the true self. Go find yourself. But as human beings, we make a mistake and we look at the body as the self. The body is not the true self. The body is the illusion. The physical is the illusion. The true self is the what you would call the soul, the inner being, the inner part of man, the spiritual part of humanity. That inside, that's what you've got to look for. And another way to say is, you're looking for what you call God. Because God is the essence of all things, whether in form or formless.
How are you distinguishing between consciousness and thought?
As I say, they're both the same thing, but use different names. Consciousness is the ability to recognize, and thought gives us that ability to distinguish. See, consciousness is just, is aware, is to become aware. You become consciousness some, you become aware. The second we become conscious of reality, we're using the power of consciousness. Whatever we do with this awareness that we've got, accordingly, must be how we use our thoughts. That's the freedom of thought. You know, the Aloha Spirit. That's an extremely powerful, powerful thing. Something that the kahunas came up with many, many centuries ago is the Aloha Spirit. Because I told you yesterday, the kahunas, the wise priests of the Hawaiians, they talked about the power of mind all the time. That was it. That was basically the religion, was the spiritual mind. The spiritual mind being God. And the Aloha Spirit, the spirit of love, forgiving, caring, sharing. If you put those things into your own life, then you will have a happy life. You'll have a contented life. You'll see life differently. No matter what religion you belong to, if you go to your church, your choice. It's not so much the words of the minister, the priest, or the rabbi. It's the essence of whatever your religion is. And go to the essence. Go beyond the form to the essence. And when you get into that essence, That's where you will find all the hope, all the love, all the joy that you ever want. Because it lies inside yourself. You're spiritual beings. You're not just physical beings, you're spiritual beings. Everything that moves on this earth is a spiritual creation. You are a spiritual creation. And to end this up, I'm going to say, truly, go before form, and there you'll find your answer. You know, folks, I think what we should do is, we're in Hawaii, take the beautiful feelings you've got and go out and enjoy it, and we'll call it quits. I'd like to thank you all for coming. I truly appreciate it. Judy and I are quite honored that all you people would turn out and come and listen to what we have to say. And all I can say is God bless you all and thanks a million.